Well, there you go. You know what that sound is? That is the sound for Straight Talk. This is your opportunity to call in, submit a question, and our number that you can call in is 877-795-0122. Every month on Straight Talk, we give the Gold Star of Courage to the first person that actually calls and is on the air with us. If you don't want that Gold Star of Courage, you can submit the question via our Facebook page or even call the number I gave you and just tell them the question and they'll write it down. But to be on the air as the first caller, you get the Gold Star of Courage. And courage is sorely lacking in our society these days. So the number again is 877-795-0122. Remember, courage and fortitude is a virtue. And so the Gold Star of Courage is rewarded for the first caller on the air at 877-795-0122. Any question you have, it can be anything. I like all questions. It could be a religious question, theological question. It could be a political question. It could be a current events question. It could be, and it could be a question about Johnny Cash.
I was just going to say that.
It could be.
Because we were just talking
about I just saw over the weekend a documentary on Johnny Cash. Of course, something's on the air, and then I get a bunch of text messages saying, hey, Johnny Cash is on the air. Make sure you watch it. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan. So you can call and ask about him, too, and like what my favorite color is.
You already
is,
know everything about Johnny Cash. Do you
I do.
Need
That's
to watch a documentary?
Well, I kind of still like when I like pump. Because I get to see footage that's unusual.
And this was a newer one that you haven't seen?
I hadn't seen this documentary. Okay. No. 877-795-0122, 877-795-0122. For those of you, the vast majority that are listening, are not my parishioners, but I bring up Johnny Cash in about every third or fourth weekend homily.
No.
I did this past weekend. I brought up Johnny Cash. You weren't here this weekend, though. You were out of town.
I was out of town.
And so, so Johnny Cash applies to every aspect and walk of life. And so you can always put him in some part of a homily or in some part of a message that you want to get across because he's just great. 877-795-0122. And so, like I said, you can call in. We like all submitting of questions or via our Facebook page. So, Cindy, do you have any questions of me?
I just want them to challenge you. Let's get you a question can't answer.
Well,
people on the air.
I mean, there's lots of questions I can't answer. But
really?
Like silly ones, like name the 14th Pope's dog's name or something like that.
I'm not talking about trivia. I'm just...
Like in-depth questions.
Yeah.
Well, I can always answer them.
Ooh, holy smokes. We got a caller.
Who's on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Mark.
Mark.
No.
Mark, congratulations. You get the Gold Star of Courage. In a world that courage is sorely lacking, Mark, you exhibit it perfectly well. So, congratulations and thank you. What is your question?
All right, so it's kind of a heavy start to the morning. But my question is: if you have a person who is a priest and wants to be removed from the priesthood and is formally removed from the priesthood, can they get married and still remain in the Catholic Church?
Absolutely. Yep. If a priest, so it's a big word, we call it the process of laicization. If a priest gets permission, gets laicized, and that actually has to be an act of the Holy Father, the Pope actually has to do that. If a priest goes through the proper channels, if he discerns that this is, that he wants out of the priesthood for whatever reason, right? I mean, if he gets laicized, and it starts with the local bishop, of course, then that's recognized that he's put back to the lay state. And if it's put back to the lay state and authorized by the church, then yes, he can get married in the church. I've actually had a wedding of a laicized priest before. And so if the priest is properly laicized, then they can stay in good standing with the church and marry. If they do not go through the process of laicization, then we call it attempted marriage. They are still considered to be a priest if they have not gone through the laicization process, and then they are not in good standing with the church if they attempt to marry at that point. But through the process of laicization, yes, all is good and fine.
Excellent. Good. Well, that answers my question.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate that. And again, remember, for the whole day now, you've got the Gold Star of Courage. You're the first one. You're the only one.
I'll make sure to tell my wife that.
Well, hopefully she's listening. But if not, you can tell her that I gave it to you. So, yes, you got it. So,
excellent.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
If you're in a church and then you decide to go to, like, a Greek Orthodox church? Like, you're still going to be a priest, but you're moving over so that you can get married.
Well, that has happened.
Are you still
diocese.
Not in a good standings with the Catholic Church then? Or
only
or how's
it all depends on the laicization process. And so, okay. If he goes to another religion and acts as a minister in that religion, if he hasn't been laicized, it's not going to work.
Gotcha.
All right. So we got another one, but that's not on the phone. We got Mary Ann from Dickinson, North Dakota. How late can a person come to Mass and still receive communion? Ooh, Mary Ann, that is an excellent question.
Wow, I didn't know there was a time.
Oh, there is absolutely a time.
Nice.
And you know, it's kind of a pet peeve for most priests because you'll see people coming in late, and it's like no matter how late some people come, they still go to communion. And actually, so the rule of thumb that I always say is that if you miss the first reading, I always say you shouldn't be going to communion.
Oh.
Because you missed half. If you've missed the first reading, you've missed half of one half of the liturgy, which is the liturgy of the Word. Then there's the liturgy of the Eucharist. You know, we have to fully participate. We are to fully participate in the Eucharist. And so if you come late, like that late, then you shouldn't be receiving communion. I always joke that there are some people out there that don't even know that we open Mass with a hymn. Because people are always, there are some people that are always consistently late. I remember, like in one of my past parishes, always seeing the same couple came late every single time. And I actually approached them. It's like, why can't you just leave 5 minutes early, you know? And so, like, Mary Ann, rule of thumb, if you miss the first reading, you should probably
have you ever denied somebody the Eucharist because they were late?
No.
You just let them make that judgment call.
Yeah, and I'm glad the question was out there because then we can answer it. And so, and then the follow-up question, may they still come up and receive a blessing? Of course, you can always come up and receive a blessing, and that's the more appropriate way to do it. And you know, I mean, it's very easy to miss that if you go to a weekday Mass, which I'm always encouraging people to go to the weekday Mass, because the weekday Mass kind of goes a lot quicker. So if you're even like 2 minutes late, you can. It's really easy to miss a big chunk of the Mass at weekday Mass. So it's very important that you try and get there early, because you know what? You want to prepare, right? I mean, St. Alphonse de Liguori said that if we had 100 years to prepare for our first communion, it would not be sufficient time to prepare properly. And so we should just make it incumbent upon ourselves to make sure we get to Mass early to spiritually prepare ourselves. Now, obviously, there's circumstances that are out of our control. I mean, a train goes across the tracks and you have to sit there and wait. Stuff like that is out of your control. Kids throw a tantrum. But on a regular basis, you should always make sure that you get there before Mass so you can spiritually prepare yourself. Mary Ann, excellent question. Thank you very much. We've had two North Dakota questions.
Great questions.
Yeah, very good. Something's in the water in North Dakota today, but it's good, whatever it is. So 877-795-0122. I do want to hear a Duluth question, and preferably a Duluth on the phone question. 877-795-0122. I know for a fact, Cindy, and you do too, that a lot of the parishioners of St. James listen.
Yes.
And so I throw it out to them that maybe they want to come up with a question. Although they're my parishioners, so they probably get all their questions. I mean,
so what are you going to give out? I mean, you already gave away Courage. So
well, it's a Silver Star. It's the Silver Star of Courage.
Silver Star.
Yeah. So the first, when somebody's really anxious to get on the air like that, that shows courage. And I want to just give Mark his kudos again, so hopefully his wife is listening. 877-795-0122. The mere fact that he said, can I tell my wife that, means that she probably doesn't think that he has that, like, doesn't deserve that or something.
Well, so, I just think we all go, you know, when you're married, that happens.
Oh, okay.
You just don't know. But
I don't know because I've never been married.
You've never been married. Well, married to the church.
Married to the church, right. And my bride is perfect. 877-795-0122. We're looking for more questions. Even like that last question about receiving communion. That was an excellent question. And we priests, we don't often have, well, we could. I mean, we don't often take that opportunity to talk about stuff like that. Because there's lots of things that actually come in regards to like church etiquette that'd probably be good for us to address from time to time. But we don't tend to do that very often because there's definitely appropriate and inappropriate church etiquette and how people behave. And
you ready for another question? I got one.
Okay.
Based on that.
Yeah.
So if you're in church with your children and they're being loud and obnoxious.
Yes.
We just talked about this last night. Is it okay? I mean, is it okay for them to stay in the church or should they walk them around? And on top of that, should they be bringing food like Cheerios to give a children.
I don't mind. I don't mind if they give. No, that doesn't bother me at all. Okay. I mean, even screaming kids don't bother me that much. Most priests are kind of in tune with what they're going through, I think, and so I don't hear it as much as maybe parishioners do, or I'm not as in tune because I'm not close to it anyhow, right?
Right.
But if the kid is really, you know, is having a tough time or doing that tantrum thing, that's what cry rooms are for. So be respectful of the people that are around you. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be overly sensitive about it either. It's like your kid makes a little bit of sound, you don't have to go to the cry room. But if the kid is having a hard time,
meltdown.
Okay, so, all right, so 877-795-0122. And we do have another
Hello.
Call. And we have somebody from
Duluth.
Bryn, the silver
Hello.
Star
Hello.
Of courage. You missed the gold star just by a whisker. Bryn, what is your question?
Okay, so my question is, how should the church address in a charitable way situations where people who participate in liturgy cross-dress or publicly hold values of beliefs that are inconsistent with church teaching?
So, okay, so you brought up the cross-dressing, but so should we address that?
Yep.
So when you ask about the cross-dressing, is that somebody that's actually like doing lectoring or somebody just sitting in
the
pew?
Yeah, so I think lectoring or choir, kind of something that's more of like a public figure within the church.
Yeah, well, from my standpoint, they shouldn't be doing that ministry then. I mean, if you got a lector up there and they're cross-dressing, it's like, who's going to pay attention to the reading? Nobody, right? All they're doing is drawing attention to themselves. No, and so I'd say absolutely not. In the same way, I'd say that you're not going to wear shorts when you're doing lectoring. You know, I mean, I don't want you to wear shorts in the summertime when you're lectoring. You wear something that's appropriate to the ministry, whether it's lectoring or even if you're up in the balcony. You know, it's like you're going to be a distraction no matter what. You're going to be a distraction, at least when it comes to the cross-dressing thing. I got an issue with cross-dressing. I mean, we could go on and on about this, but that was not your specific... Does that answer your question, Bryn?
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to hit on that, and then just like people who are, let's say, Eucharistic ministers who hold public beliefs that are like against what the church believes the Eucharist is, you know, how do we kind of go about that in the church?
Because that
is kind of an issue today, as we know.
Yeah, Bryn, I had, again, in a former parish a long time ago, I had a parishioner that worked for Planned Parenthood, and I actually had to tell them that they couldn't lecture and they couldn't be Eucharistic minister anymore because it was known. I was in a small community, and everybody knew that this person worked for Planned Parenthood, and that's absolutely the antithesis of what the church stands for. And so I actually, as the pastor, had to tell this person that they are no longer, either they quit their job with Planned Parenthood, or they can't do this ministry. And so it's up to the priest, right? I mean, and the priest should have, speaking of courage, the priest should have the courage to say, if you are publicly known, and how many people are really publicly known? Not that many, I wouldn't think. You know, I mean, most people keep their views. But let's say you have an abortion provider and they're out there lecturing. No, not a chance in the world. That's not going to happen. And a priest shouldn't allow that to happen. So it's going to be up to the pastor, up to the priest to have the gold star of courage, if you will, to speak to the people that are doing ministry in the church. We see this all across the country, especially like in schools, Catholic schools, where teachers are living in ways that are not in line with the church's teaching, and the school has to address this. And so certainly if we do that in the Catholic schools, even more so we have to do that in the context of the liturgy. Excellent question,
Bryn. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Bryn.
Excellent, Bryn. All right, so
have a good day.
You too. Are more
good to hear from you.
More thought-provoking questions. I like the controversial ones. And so I like those because I have opinions, and my opinions
are
correct.
You know what, though? I'm kind of playing the other side of that because I'm just like, we're all sinners.
I just don't
wear my sin on me. You can't see it, but it's there.
That's right. Well,
some people have worse sin than others. I mean, how about a worse person than her?
Well, you mean more public sinner. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, it's what we call the cause of scandal. All right. And so it's like, I'm not going to have somebody working for Planned Parenthood going up there and lecturing.
Is there
somebody else that maybe doing worse sins, but we don't know? Yeah. I mean, of course that could be. But if somebody's in a public forum, publicly known that they're doing things utterly contrary to the church, they can't be in the church.
I'm glad you're making those decisions. You're a good person for that.
Oh, well, thank you. 877-795-0122. That's 877-795-0122. We still have the Bronze Star of Courage on the line here. And, you know, I mean, we priests, we have to have the guts to address tough issues. I mean, I've had to address tons of tough issues when it comes to ministries and personnel. You have to. You have to have thick skin. And as priests, you have to have a level of courage as well. By the mere fact that we are living in a godless society, a godless culture, and we have to preach the truth every Sunday and every day. So we better be people of courage. If not, we're just selling them a bunch of Mr. Rogers neighborhood theology. And I'm never about Mr. Rogers neighborhood theology. It's got to be.
And as a parishioner, I appreciate that you do that, because it's like a lot of priests won't do that.
Some parishioners don't appreciate that, and so I get a lot of pushback when I address the tough issues. But I'm okay with that. I mean, God called me to this ministry to actually speak to the truth in charity, and that's what I'm going to do. I will never tire of that. I kind of get charged up by it. 877-795-0122. We have had some great questions. We have other questions that are being baked right now, but you can call because the phone lines are actually open. 877-795-0122. We've had some really thought-provoking questions. We still have one more star of courage. That's the bronze one. But hey, third place of courage in a listening area of 2.5 million people isn't bad. All right, so we got another question here. All right, Michael from Fargo. Good morning, Father and Cindy. We're all aware of your love of Johnny Cash. What other artists are you two fans of? Well, I'll answer for myself, then I'll let Cindy take her.
Oh, gosh,
so I'm a huge classic country music fan. So it's like Johnny Cash is the king and the emperor combined, and the pope of classic country music. My next favorite would have to be a good friend of Johnny Cash, and that's Johnny Horton. You know, the guy who sang North to Alaska. He's my second favorite singer of all time, Johnny Horton. How about you, Cindy?
I'm kind of all over the place. My favorite Christian singer is Lauren Diego.
Don't know who she is.
And I would say my favorite rapper is Dr. Dre.
You have rap. Okay, so Cindy and I are on different planets here.
And then I like Brooks and Dunn, so okay. It depends on my mood.
All right. Well, put it this way. If the angels don't sound like Johnny Cash up in heaven, I'm going to have to give some second thought. And the soundtrack up in heaven better be all 1970s classic country music, because
I do like the old classics.
Oh, I love that stuff. I love it.
The newer stuff. Stuff's too poppy.
I saw Johnny Cash in concert 5 times. Isn't that great?
Did you get his autograph?
I'd never met him, but I do have his autograph, but I never met him. Michael from Fargo, thank you very much. That's an
great
excellent question. And it was pertinent because it was about Johnny Cash. And anything to do with Johnny Cash is very pertinent today.
I'm not sure I should have said Dr. Dre.
Yeah,
the clean version.
Why do you say stuff like that? This is Catholic.
Know.
This is Real Presence Radio.
No.
I mean, I didn't even know you liked rap. I learned things
like
about you, and that's not a
I'm
good
a
thing.
I'm a 90s
though.
Girl. What do you want me to say?
877-795-0122. Please save us from this dreaded conversation. And so we do still have the Bronze Star of Courage yet. So 877-795-0122. We still have a good 10 minutes of this straight talk, the opportunity for you to actually dictate the way that this show goes. And please, somebody drag us away from hip-hop music.
No more personal questions for me.
No, I don't. Yeah, well, just... No, we can ask you personal questions. Just you don't have to answer them all.
I know, but I'm just being honest. I don't know how to be.
I don't think there's anything.
This might be a first.
I don't think there's anything good about hip hop music, about that stuff is. I don't see any redeeming quality.
Come on, it's real.
None.
It's a tough time of life.
877-795-0122. What's going on in your diocese? What's going on in the church? What's going on in politics? We're in the middle of an election year. I mean, any of this stuff. I love that stuff. And so even Bryn, she came up with some great controversial questions. I love that stuff. And so give me an opportunity to sound off on this. And like I said, it's like I'm going to give you my opinion, but my opinion dovetails perfectly with the church, including Johnny Cash. 877-795-0122.
You know, I could have talked to Bryn for a while longer. I think she has some good...
I bet you she's got a whole list of questions.
We need to have her on again.
Well, she was on at one time.
She's kind of in that younger generation.
I actually invited her to our live Spring Live Drive. She said, no, she couldn't do it. So we'll try and get
maybe
her on sometime.
On. She's busy.
Maybe we can
she's
just have,
going on.
Maybe we can just have her on and we can just talk about controversial topics the whole time.
I know. That could be fun.
877-795-0122. And it looks like, are we going to have somebody on the phone again? But shortly. We do have the Bronze Star of Courage yet. So, all right. So, do you have any questions of me,
no,
Cindy?
No, I'm still not feeling good about my answer.
I'm kind of not feeling good either.
So
you have to remember that we're on Real Presence Live, and it's not a conversation between you and I, to which I'd roll my eyes at your answer.
I know. It's such a personal question, though.
But you had to spit it out. All right. We have, is this Kenny from Sioux Falls?
Yes, it is, Father. How are you this morning?
Great, Kenny. I award you the Bronze Star of Courage today. Whoop, not whoop. Bad, not bad. What's your question? What's your question?
Well, I do not have a question. You answer everything that I ever think of. What I wanted to do is just thank you and tell you how much I love you for what you do.
Well, Kenny, that's great.
I'm going to start out with your choice in country music. I love country music all the way back. My mom still has the 33s, the 45s from way back. Charlie Pride, all of them. So there we go there. We're on the same page there. And your honesty of telling people what the Catholic faith stands for and what the Catholic Church stands for, and you always say with love.
Yeah.
Tell the truth in love. I struggle with that sometimes, especially
so do I.
When I have Catholic relatives that I struggle with that. But anyhow, like you said, we all have our opinions. I'm very opinionated like yourself, and my goal is to get up there to Duluth and meet you personally.
Kenny, you know what?
Done one of these first summers.
Kenny, I'm at St. James Catholic Church in Duluth. Look it up and email me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
St. James Catholic Church, Duluth,
in Duluth. Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
We love you down here. Look forward to listening to you.
Thanks, Kenny. God bless.
Thanks, Kenny. Oh, that was a cute
Thank
call.
You very much. God bless you both.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
All right. Looks like we have another caller. Andy calling from Cloquet.
Oh my gosh,
Andy, welcome to Real Presence Live. Ooh.
Oh.
He's not on. Sorry.
That's such an amazing call. We've had some really good callers.
That wasn't,
we
yes.
didn't even get that many
Kenny,
calls. And we've
thank
had
you
three.
Very much. Those words were very meaningful to me. But it says green, Andy calling from Cloquet.
Amazing listeners.
I'm going to read this.
It
says calling from.
Okay.
When you are at a church and they do not have kneelers during the Eucharist of consecration, is it proper to kneel if no one else is? That's a good question, Andy, because a lot of people have asked that question. Go down to different parts, even in the state of Minnesota, and there's some churches that don't kneel. And what I say to that, it's like, you know, kneelers are actually somewhat of a newer innovation in the Catholic Church, probably the last few centuries. And so it used to be where they stood the whole time. That was actually the more the original way of participating at Mass. And so I always tell people, and the same thing I was talking about, the whole cross-dresser thing at church, is that if you're in a church and you find out that they're not kneeling during the consecration, it's okay to stand, because if you kneel, you're going to draw attention to yourself. And it's not about drawing attention to yourself. You never, ever want to do that in Mass. And so You really should. We should be kneeling. I mean, that's what the church says now. But there's nothing sinful about not kneeling, because that's what the church always used to do for centuries. And so I would just suggest that that whatever that church is doing, you do it so as not to draw attention to yourself. But then I'd also think to myself, well, I'm not going to go back to that church. I'm going to go to the church that actually kneels, as they should do today. All right, Andy, excellent question. All right, so we have other questions coming
in. I'm learning all kinds of new things here today.
Well, that's good.
I love it.
We have a few minutes left, so we could have one more caller for honorary mention of gold of Star of Courage at 877-795-0122. That's 877-795-0122. I have people that are texting, and I don't want to accept questions by text.
Ooh, look at you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it was really slow, then I'd accept it. But anyhow, so yeah, these have been great questions. And
guess it wasn't a good question.
Well, I mean, anyhow, 877-795-0122. Yeah, I love controversial questions. Those are my favorites. And I think other people do too. We can talk more about classic country music. Hank Williams Sr., Kenny, you didn't mention that. You didn't mention 78s.
Well, and he probably has a lot, but
I've got,
you know,
I've got 78s. Hank Sr. I go all the way back to the 40s. Hank Sr. 877-795-0122. We are nearing the end at some point.
I don't know
point.
If we have time for a call, maybe. Right. If you're homesick, doing nothing, give us a call.
Yeah,
a lot of people have this gunk going around.
We have about 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes. We have final calls. Cindy, besides your Brooks and Dunn, who do you like that's older?
Older?
Do you like Johnny Cash?
I love doo-wop music. Like,
I didn't ask that. I just asked you if you love Johnny Cash.
Do I love him? No, I like Johnny Cash.
What's your favorite song?
Probably Folsom Prison.
Okay, so...
I like Ring of Fire. It's just there's so much. Everybody's favorite is Ring of Fire. So
like is not strong enough.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. You talk
need
about,
to go to
you
the confessional?
About, you talk about
I mean,
hip-hop.
I love.
You talk about hip-hop, and then you say, well, I only like Johnny Cash.
I don't think I said I love Dr. Dre.
Oh, well, anyhow. Maybe I've said this on the air before, but when I was a kid growing up, every single year for Halloween, I was Johnny Cash.
I think we need to
every year, except for one year I was the Fonz. But I wore black all the time at Halloween because I was always Johnny Cash for Halloween.
I think this has reached a level that's kind of not in moderation. I think you're going a little beyond. No, we might need to have an intercession with you.
An intercession with me?
Intercession?
An intervention. Intervention. All right. Well, these are some great questions. We have something else cooking up here. So anyhow, but yeah.
A lot of typing going on. Yeah, that's okay. We'll keep talking until something happens.
Yeah, and we can always answer questions during breaks, but nobody's listening at that point.
Yeah, so what's your favorite Johnny Cash song?
Ring of Fire, believe it or not. I mean, I've got everything he's ever done.
What's your favorite song that nobody knows? Like, I couldn't name 10 of them.
Of Johnny Cash?
Yeah, give me just like a weird
one.
I like his song.
He's got a song called You're So Heavenly Minded, You're No Earthly Good.
Oh,
I love
you've used
that
in a homily, actually.
I've used it in homilies. I've even talked about it on air. I just like the message. And, I mean, there's a lot of great songs. Everything he does. Okay, we have Eucharistic Ministers of Holy Communion who extend a blessing over children during Holy Communion, making the sign of the cross as they extend the blessing. Is that proper? The answer is no. You cannot make the sign. If you're not ordained, you do not make the sign of the cross when somebody's going to communion. Now, what they can do is that they can put their hand up and just say, may Almighty God bless you. But the actual sign of the cross, the action of the sign of the cross, is reserved to the ordained. And so I've noticed this too. Some of my Eucharistic ministers, I've noticed, of course, not, they do it once and then I correct them. And so you definitely see people, they're always well-minded, well-intentioned. They're not trying to usurp priestly authority. They just make the sign of the cross because they see the priest doing it. But only the priest can do it. So it's not appropriate for lay ministers to do that. Excellent question for that one as well.
Another one I didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, well,
I think when I was a Eucharistic minister, I think I did. Good to know.
Stick around me, Cindy, and you're going to learn a lot of things. So we gave. I'm happy to say that we gave away the gold, silver, and bronze stars of courage. We don't normally give all three out. In fact, I think we did an honorary mention.
Oh my gosh!
And so lots of good callers. And so
thanks everybody.
What I want you guys to do, we're about to go to a break. Is that I want all listeners to think of the most thought provoking and even controversial questions. Hold on to them for a month, and we'll be back first Tuesday of every month to answer more of those questions.
And listen to some Johnny Cash.
Of course, Straight Talk is done by other hosts as well, but I just want the controversial ones here for me. Okay, so we're done with Straight Talk, and when we come back, we're going to have a stupendous guest named Richard Carrick here on Real Presence Live. Stick with us, everybody.